Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome to the show today. Boy, we have all kinds of goodies we're going to talk about today. But before we get started on our topic and I bring on my guest, we have a couple of shout outs and announcements and a question from the mailbag we want to do real quick here. I want to put out a big shout out and thank you to blogher.com. That's BLOGHER.com. I want to say thank you. They recently published an article that I wrote called The Swing of Life from Fear to Freedom. But they have, they're great new friends, and I wanted to welcome them and give them a nice shout out. They have all kinds of things going on over there. So go check them out at blogher.com. Don't you love the play on the words there? And another announcement that I want to make sure I put out, which is a big deal, is this Saturday, September 21st, is International Day of Peace. It's also known as the United Nations Peace Day. You can visit peaceoneday.org. That's peaceoneday.org. For all the activities, including movie screenings, concerts, and more. So that's September 21st, this Saturday, the International Day of Peace. And I want to answer the question of the week. And whenever I get these, we'll do this. We'll take one question from contacts where they write me at the website or through one of the social medias. This one this week came through Twitter from Caitlin. And her question is, I have been learning more and more about the angels lately and have been asking for their help all the time. I totally understand why we need to ask for their help because of our free will. This may be a weird question, but how often do we need to ask for their help? And it is a very good question, Caitlin. And the answer to that is we ask when we feel a lot of times we have this sense that we're not connected. Honestly, it's a three-step. You ask, and then you go to receive mode, which is step two, and then it's knowing that they're there and trusting that they've come in. She's asking because she said, for example, if I ask Archangel Michael to protect me when I'm working with a class full of kids with autism, do I need to ask for his help every time I go into work? Or is the initial asking for help enough to invoke that protection every time from that point forward? Honestly, if you go from step one, asking, and then knowing that he's there with you, you can be in step two, which is receive. This is how I do it. It's step two. And then you're saying, thank you. I know you're there. I'm trusting that. And then having gratitude is step three. So that's the question and the answer for that. So you don't necessarily have to ask over and over. It's more going into receive. And now let's talk about the show today, because we have a very interesting show. We have Ayurvedic specialist Andrea Oliveira, who will teach you how to understand your cosmic and karmic identity and how to break free from a repetitive life, career, and relationship challenges. And we're going to learn about the real meaning of karma, karmic debt, and the laws of karma. And I've got a little note here that Andrea will also do a read on the planetary message of the day relating to the three main body-mind types, Vata, Pitta, or Kapha, I think I've pronounced that right. So I want to introduce you to Andrea. She is a karmic intuitive counselor as well. She is a gifted guide and counselor who has spent more than 20 years developing her abilities to help others. And she has a vast experience with conventional and energy-based vibrational mind-body healing techniques. She was born and raised in a family with earth medicine tradition, so I want to ask her about that. And she is studied in Vedic astrology, Ayurveda, yoga psychology, religious and Vedic studies, in combination with psychosomatic face reading analysis, crystal and chakra energetics, earth medicine, tarot, and rice readings. My goodness. And she and her list goes on and on and on. And Andrea, I want to welcome you to the Jen Royster Show.
Wow, thank you so much for having me today. Namaste to everybody.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I say that all the time. It's one of my favorite words. And, for people that don't know what that means, can you tell them what that means? I mean, I know what it is, but I want to let you share that.
Well, there's so many versions of it, but it's like a acknowledgement of the higher light, your soul consciousness, that we all share in, and we bow to that high energy within each other, and it's a greeting that is traditionally done in the East, and it's an acknowledgement of our soul consciousness.
I like that. I like that. Now, we have all kinds of interesting topics we're talking about. But one of the things when I was reading and studying up on all of your degrees, you have a line of them. You don't have any wall space if they're all hanging up anywhere. What is the earth medicine that you're referring to?
I was raised in a tradition in South America with my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my mother, my two aunts, who all sort of participated in understanding herbs and the rhythms of the moon phases, the sky, the understanding of the different influences that the planets have upon agriculture and plant life, and then learning, the concoctions of the day based on the plant that was featured for the medicine of the day, the mood, the energy, and particularly the phase of the moon that was influencing the consciousness of the women in our congregation. And so earth medicine is following the rhythms of the Divine Mother's body and her cosmic influences, which is the universal influences of the planets, and learning that every single day we are so influenced by these phases of the moon, and particularly in women, that every 2.5 days the moon changes, and therefore our moods change, our expression of our talents and our skills change. And so I was raised in that vibration of understanding that today's not a good day to cut your hair or cut your nails because the moon's in the wrong place. Or this is a really good day.
I can relate. And we've had a full moon here. I mean, I'm sure you're seeing the same one. But we have I'm down in Virginia Beach, and WBLQ's up in Rhode Island, and you're in Canada, right?
Yes, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Yes, and so the moon today is in Pisces, and it's in a beautiful phase, and it's a very romantic moon, very deep moon, and it's one of the moons that really have a lot to do with the psyche, the mystic. But it's very much, I'm sure everyone's got a health or a daily lifestyle, situation going on that they have some kind of emotional connection or need to resolve today, because the moon is a very emotional moon, but it's also really focused on, our rhythms, our daily lifestyles, and what those physical relationships in terms of our health relationships around us, whether it's our own or our family. So there's been a lot of sort of medical crises, and there's been a lot of emotional, psycho-spiritual crises going on. But this is about going deep into the depths of the atmosphere within our consciousness. And this is the kind of moon that brings out the rains, and it's the rain clouds. So here in Toronto, we've got the rain clouds. I'm not sure if you have them there, but so they kind of come and go. And so there's this, it's a wonderful time right now, from now until 2 days, to really begin the growing of consciousness and planting those seeds or watering those seeds that have been planted in terms of our gains and stability, and particularly our health plans and regimes, like actually taking care of our health and, yeah. And making sure our lifestyle is feeling good, because that's the theme in the next couple of days. So the wise women in our earth medicine tradition would basically make sure that you have taken your herbal concoctions and that you're, you know, making sure that you're doing your self-care rituals so that you're preventing the body, the health, the mind, the anxieties to get worse.
You know, that's fascinating, because if we understand and work with it a little bit more, I think it makes it easier to be more forgiving of ourselves, not be so hard on ourselves, because we're in a phase when you understand that. I don't always know which phase I'm in, but I know that as soon as I'm feeling something, I need to pay attention to that and allow it to release. I use a lot of the moon releasement types of things, and I'm really about that. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back from break, we're going to keep powering on with my very special guest today and karmic intuitive counselor, Andrea Oliveira. Please stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We will be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Get it now in our summer reading sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab and place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code SUMMER. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
And We are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my very special guest today is Andrea Oliveira, and she is a karmic intuitive counselor, and that's what we've been talking about. We've been talking about Ayurveda. We're going to talk about karma, and we want to talk about the body-mind types, the body-mind. There's three types. So, Andrea, can you explain what these body-mind types are and how a person can find out what their type is?
Absolutely. We are all born with the elements in their arrangement. And so we have five great elements of ether, air, fire, water, and earth. And some of us are born at the time of birth with more of an airy body constitution or fiery or a combination of water and air or fire and earth. And we come into balance when we understand that when we are out of balance, one or two of those elements show signs of flaws. And that's what it's called, the dosha. The dosha means the flaw that you have to keep in balance for the rest of your life because your constitution is a particular arrangement of those elements. So, for example, people who are Vata, V-A-T-A, that is a combination of the elements of ether, which is like space, and air. So Vata actually means air. It means wind. And so it means that the flaw of that constitution of Vata produces a lot of gas, a lot of air. And when you have a lot of air in the mind, you have emotions such as anxieties and fears and worries and lots of doubt. So Vata people tend to not be able to stay still, and they have a restlessness upon them. They are about movement and change, so everything in the body is has to move and has to flow. So when you're born with that Vata nature, you're always running around this galaxy looking for experiences, almost like a little bird flying from tree to tree to tree, looking for experiences to sing its song and to build its nest. And once you're too far away from your nest, then you feel depleted and undernourished. And so Vatas tend to have a very thin body, a very long body or short body, but they're usually very petite bone structure, very dry skin, darker skin. Their hair can be very curly, crispy. So the Vata constitution needs to have very grounding foods and grounding people and sweetness in their lives. You know, sweet people, they're like that timid bird. They don't want you to pet them and isolate them or cage them. They want to be free. And so extremely creative people. Now, Vata can go out of balance in all of us because we all have air and ether. So if we have a lot of stress, a lot of activity, then the air element naturally increases in the body, and therefore we have more pain, more struggles, more worries. So the whole idea of Ayurveda, which is East Indian medicine, is to learn which element is going to go out of balance and learn how to balance that with food, yoga, lifestyle. Ayurveda is a sister science of yoga, so yoga is a prescription that we give. Our second body type is Pitta. Now, just the word Pitta, P-I-T-T-A, it actually means bile. And so it's when the body has so much fire. So very fiery natures. You know, these are the very fiery constitutions. But fire cannot be alone. It has to be balanced and supported by water. So Pitta people are very compassionate and sensual because of that water element. But the determination, the fiery edge, the competitiveness, the heat, the hotness, that is the fire constitution. And so they are the medium-shaped body types, the ones that are athletic and competitive, and their muscle proportions are equal. And, you know, temperament is going to be higher in the fiery part constitution because they're going to be quick to anger and quick to resolve, right? So they're the fix it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to organize you. It's sort of like a Chef Ramsay and, you know, type of energy, or a Martha Stewart, very neat, very meticulous, very, organized. Of CEOs, leaders, athletics, or people that are into athletics are very usual, very much a Pitta constitution. And so the key to the Pitta is that they need to keep cool and not acidic and not fiery, and therefore the lifestyle programs are all based on cooling foods and soothing foods and really working on letting go of frustrations and stresses. And so when the fire element is really high, people can get skin irritations, hair loss, hormonal imbalances, blood disorders, infections, You know, and so we want to always keep that body very cool and soothed. And then the third body type is called kapha. And in India, there's two ways of pronouncing it. There's kapha and kapha. So it depends on if you're South Indian or North Indian, the pronunciation. But the word actually means mucus. And it's the element of earth and water. So it's the heavy energy. Whereas the tiger energy that it represents, the pitta, the tiger is very fierce and intense, and it's got muscles, and it's got a very clear agenda. It's going to come at you. It's going to eat you. It's territorial. That's the energy of pitta constitutions. The kapha constitutions are more like the elephant or the whale. So they have a lot more earth, and the whale energy, if they're more watery. So they're heavy, and so they are slow, and the slowness creates a very nurturing and sort of grounding type of feeling. So they feel like the rock of the family. They are the ones that can feel, you know, very stuck sometimes and lethargic, but they also are the caregivers and the nurturers of our society. So kapha constitution has a tendency to put on weight, to get depressed, to have heaviness, to have a lot of grief and dullness in the mind. So they need to be stimulated. They need to be inspired. And water retention can happen, and the heaviness of constitutions. And so we want to keep the kapha constitution active and flowing and use invigorating foods and stimulating spicy, pungent things to keep the metabolism working high. So once you know if you're a vata, a pitta, a kapha, you're going to realize that you've got a little bit of everything. But there's always going to be one predominant elemental arrangement that you're born with. Mm-hmm. And that's the elemental part that's going to go out of balance at times of stress or lifestyle changes. So Ayurveda is very much about balancing the lifestyle.
Okay, that makes sense because, you know, looking at it and listening, you know, everybody that's listening is going, well, I sound like a little bit of all of them. And I think we do have them that cross back and forth, but I was particularly drawn to one was more air, one was fire, one was more of the mucus or the water. And in the elements, you know, a lot of times to put out a fire, you use water because if you use air, it might be a bigger fire. Do you know what I mean when I'm asking that?
What you're talking about is something called elemental dancing, and I love it because when you are beside, and you know this right away, when another tiger comes into another tiger's territory, it's a war. So pitta constitutions, they will have a way of living that is their way or the highway. And so when another fiery constitution comes close, they will be triggered by that, whereas the elements of air, if a bird flies in, another bird, so welcome, they fly together. Flocks of a, what is that?
Feather flock together.
Yes, that's it. And so the energy of birds or the energy of the Vata constitution is more playful and innocent and creative, whereas the Pitta is definitely more territorial and organizing and understanding where is your place, you know? And of course, the elephants mate for life and the whales mate for life, and they're always, you know, together and they're supportive of family and friends. And so that's the nature of it. But you always have to realize that every person that comes around you is going to have a different or similar elemental arrangement. And then how do you understand your own body-mind constitution so that you can enjoy the tango of the experience of that relationship?
Tango.
You know?
That's a great way to put that, because that is a tango. Because, I mean, we all experience that. But it's interesting because it goes all the way down to when you were speaking earlier, learning your body type, you know, what types of food are best for your body type, and even down to when you exercise. Maybe it would be better for you to exercise at certain times of the day, or can you explain that a little bit between the
Absolutely.
Different body types, or is that going to be different between individuals or between body types?
Well, let's go with a general theme of the day, because I think that we can all relate to this. When we get up like 6 a.m. to about 11 a.m., that is the time that kapha, the constitution of earth and water is predominant. So we always, what we usually want to sleep in. We're heavier in the morning. We need coffee. We're sluggish. That's when we get our mucus in the morning. We need to, you know, our allergies get more affected in the morning because we're full of the mucus from the process of metabolism during the night. So from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., that's a really good time to do your exercises, to do your movements, to do your purgation, to take your herbs, to do things that are going to be detoxifying and stimulating, because we are, all of us, in the day zone, we have entered into the kapha time. But then around 11:30, we start getting hungrier. By 12 o'clock, we start getting a little bit hotter because we've entered pitta time, which is the fire and water constitution time. So from 12 noon until about 2:30, that's when the sun is the hottest in the day, and that's when really we're hungry and we get hot, we get more going. We've been working already, and so our metabolism is running high. So that's not a good time to do, if you're a body type that gets hot and agitated. The noontime is not a really good time to go do your exercises and increase your heat. It's actually time to, you know, bring in the cooling foods and bring in the cooling activities. And then from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Hang on to that thought, because we are already at a break again. So hang on. Don't lose your thought so you can finish that. When we come back, we're going to continue on. This is an interesting conversation and topic because so many of us can learn from this. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Andrea Oliveira, and we are talking about Ayurveda and karmic past lives. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website,
transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
And I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are right back after that break with my guest today, Andrea Oliveira. And we are talking about Ayurveda, the body types. And Andrea, we were talking before we went to break about the body types, and we were wrapping that up before we went to break. But how does that tie also into the karma and what that means and how that's affecting us with past lives, things like that? Can you, like, help us flow into that? Like, I know you were finishing that, and maybe finish what you were saying, and then how does that affect or tie into the karma that, and what is that, you know, for people that are like, what is this about karma? What do we do with karma?
Right. Well, we were finishing off on the cycle of the day, which, you know, we were at noon, and then we were going to go into the Vata time, and, you know, between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., that's a time where air element is really high, so avoiding malls and shopping and, you know, too much activity, because Vata's nature is to be overactive anyway. So that's actually a really good time to meditate or go inward or do your spa treatments, kind of stop the activity because, you know, we get exhausted during that time. So we were speaking about that we are all these elemental constitutions, but the day has a specific phase. And so if we can create a good time management for our health and self-care rituals, this helps us. The way that each individual constitution processes the karma, you know, the karma is a very complex subject. And, you know, it takes years and years and years to understand that the soul can be defined as our karmic being, and that it is really a lot to do with the DNA of our soul, and that we each have our own karmic code. And the soul's karmic code is really depends upon our habits, our tendencies, and our nature. And so understanding first your body-mind constitution, it will help you understand that if you have a bird-like nature, a Vata kind of nature, you're searching for activities. You're going to create a lot of karma. You're going to go from here to there, creating new karma. And so karmas are actions that we then have to pay reactions to. And so some of those actions that we've done in previous lives, we're paying for in this life, and lessons that need to be wrapped up, relationships that need to be you know, sort of a calculated out, as I call it. I think that there's always a karmic debt, sort of like a Visa bill or a MasterCard bill that comes in. You know that you've shopped, and you know you've done some damage, and you know you've got to pay that credit card debt. And so you make payment plans, you become more aware, but it depends that if, you know, once that bill is paid, you hesitate to make a new purchase, and sometimes you just do it automatically. And karma is similar, where we're always, every action and thought that we have will create a reaction, something that we either have to process or pay or assimilate. So Vata people tend to want to, you know, travel this world and experience the world. And so there can be a lot of debt accumulated, and sometimes it can be very overwhelming. So there's a lot of processes, and you'll see that Vata people go from this healer, to this psychic, to that psychic, mm-hmm. and never really deeply get to the core of what it is that they need to resolve or the lesson that needs to be processed. So sometimes we tend to tell the Vata constitution to start one remedy at a time, one therapist at a time, and be consistent and not to jump around and keep it so superficial.
You know, that's interesting. What was going through my mind when you were describing that they jump from one healer or therapist or whatever to another. It's almost as if they stay on the surface, like the bird landing on, you know, they don't go deep enough and stay with it long enough is what it sounded like. Their tendency is to keep jumping from one to the next. And it gave me the impression that they weren't going in depth into that area to find and clean out those closets, so to speak, or to pay out that debt.
Exactly.
That's the way I was picking that up from what you said. Is that right?
It is right. And so if you know that about your nature, then you know that you will tend to, whenever it does get deep or intense, you may want to move away from that therapist or herb or healing process because it may be too overwhelming. And so it's very important to understand that you love buffets, but you can't digest them. And so it's the same with the way that the Vata constitution eats food. It wants to try this and try that. But the truth is that it's better to pick a certain balanced meal versus a combination of everything available, and you'll be able to digest it. And the same with life. So it's good to have one partner, one experience, and then move on to the next versus have multiple partners or multiple experiences at once that you're trying to heal and process. And lots of people do this with education. They take this course, that course, this course. They do that with herbs. If you open up their cupboards, they'll have all kinds of medicines from all kinds of lineages and paths. They'll do this with religion. They'll go from this guru shopping to that guru shopping. And so what they tend to do is know a lot about everything, and that's why Vata constitutions make excellent people for reporting, media, sharing technology, sharing information, the creative expression. You know, they paint their songs, sing their songs, and write their poetry and books, and that's the what we want from the artistic clan of our society, the Vatas. But the karma is like we have layers and layers of karma. So we have karmas that are mass karmas that we accumulate from past lives of continuously doing this and that we have to process and work out in this particular life. Then we have unknown karmas that are dormant within us that are activated by time, space, and causality. And then we have present moment karmas that karmas that we actually are aware that we're creating, which are known as new karmas. And so when you realize that, you know, taking that route or, you know, starting that conversation with that person is going to start a new karma, then you may try to think of, is that necessary at this particular moment? And so Vatas have to learn to stop taking on so much or just focus on one thing at a time. Whereas Pitta constitutions don't have that challenge. They're the ones that dig those holes very, very deeply, clean out every single cobweb in that closet. And so they have a map, a plan, you know, a skill to really resolve and fix things. That's the nature. They're like the spiritual warrior, the Pitta constitution. They're fiery, but they're also the intelligence is so sharp that they have analyzed things carefully. They have understood where things is. They understand the regime, and they're following the plan of action and the, you know, the what we call the recipe and the prescription. So they're the ones that are going to go deep. And you know, at times the challenge with that is that one can become fanatical, one can become very obsessive in terms of, you know, following that one way, that one strict, you know, process. And
kind of reminds me of inflexibility, where, you know, the Veda is flexible, like more flexible, but they seem to be more inflexible if they get their heels dug in into a certain area.
It's
is that
true.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. And how would the Kapha be different from that?
Well, the Kapha, it takes slower to move. So you've got to inspire them into change. So it's like the elephant that you're trying to get up, you know, come on, let's go. And so it sits there. It's comfortable. It loves pleasure. It loves comfort. And so in order for that to process, it needs to be stimulated and needs movement. So Kapha constitutions tend to stick to something for a very long time, but there's no action, no movement. They may feel, they may get stuck in denial, you know, about things and not work on things and just sit in the same energy for a very, very long time, not take care of themselves, not heal, not go to search for those miraculous healers and teachers and philosophies that will change their lives, because Kaphas resist change. So karma.
Wow. So when you learn these things, and say you are working, you know, with your karmic debts, you know, people go to get past life readings, or they do past life regressions, so they could use these tools and this information with that to work on balance and find ways to work with what they have and what they can't, with their makeup, the way you're describing it. Does that make
sense? Absolutely. So if you know you have a Vata constitution and you've had 25 past life readings and you're not, you know, changing, you're not resolving, it's because you're not going deep enough into understanding the whole theme. Or you may understand it so much, but you add and you add and you add to it. It doesn't really create that shift or that change. It creates more insecurity and more fears and more phobias that come up. And a pitta, if you get stuck and you're trying to resolve and fix this one thing, you know, and you're fanatically obsessed about this one particular life, you know, then that can create a repetitiveness of the same things in the life in the present. And kaphas, you know, the avoidance of things and not wanting to, dulling it out, blocking it out is very common. So as an Ayurveda practitioner, when people come for therapies or readings, because, you know, we do the Vedic astrology as well as the karmic life readings or the rice readings, we understand who is the body that's in front of us trying to get information. How can I best help this particular person to understand first the nature that they have to keep in balance before they either accumulate more information or before they go and get another digging tool to, you know, get stuck further into their obsession? Or, you know, and the kaphas very rarely come for this unless they're in that life crisis. And,
right. Okay. When we come back from the break, I want you to explain, if you would, a little bit more about those readings you were talking about, particularly the rice readings. I don't think everybody's very familiar with that. I know we have a lot of different types of readings out there. So everyone, we are taking a station break. When we come back, we are going to be talking a little bit more with our guest, Andrea Oliveira. And we're talking about Ayurveda. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCity.com. InterCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we are back with my guest, Andrea Oliveira. And we've been talking about how Ayurveda and can help you so much when you learn your body-mind type and how this affects karma, past life, everything. But we were talking before we went to the break about some of the different readings. And Andrea, before we go into that answer, where can people find your website? I mean, how can they find you? And if they want to learn more about you, can you give us the web address?
Yes, of course. It's www.ayurvedictouch. So it's AYURVEDICTOUCH.com. So it's ayurvedictouch.com. And you can email me directly at info@ayurvedictouch.com. And you can always call me here in Toronto at 416-504-6049 if that's easier. And we can arrange, you know, a time where I cast the rice. I know some of you are calling for the States, so I do what's called a long-distance karmic life reading. The casting of the rice is from my earth medicine tradition. You know, rice is a grain that holds energy, and so there is rice readers throughout South America as well as India. They're very, very rare, and I was initiated into that tradition, which is a shamanic tradition of an earth medicine. So the aboriginals from the Amazon of Brazil that harvested my uncle's rice plantations in Uruguay, South America, they gave me the initiation as a rice caster, which means that I can hold the rice in my hand and cast it, meaning throw it either on the floor or throw it on paper or over the chart of the day and really get an energetic read of what's going on with you. So that's always something that I add to my Vedic astrology readings that I do, as well as my goddess oracle. And because I follow this lineage tradition of working with goddess energy and earth mother energy, my studio here is full of altars to the divine, feminine divine, the healing aspect of all the feminine mother earth symbols of goddesses. And so I do an oracle and we create rituals. And so with the readings, there's always a ritual that you are prescribed, such as a love ritual or a work clearing ritual or whatever it is, a theme in your life that you need invocation and transmission and moving of energy. I give you prescriptions. I'm one that, of course, as a priestess, I do the treatments and the rituals, but one of the most empowering things is to teach you about your own body-mind constitution and what elements are meant to keep you in balance and what rituals in your daily self-care are important. And that's why I create my rituals of scent, seven botanical perfumes to really invoke that state in your own healing consciousness. So when you go on the website, you'll see all the products that help to create these rituals, as well as, you know, keep your skin and beauty rejuvenated, because Ayurveda is all about anti-aging, healing, all the mystifying, beautiful secrets of the East in terms of beauty. And here in Toronto, we have a spa, so some people love to come and actually have very deep healing work that I do, and it's called Karma Release Therapy, which includes a karmic life reading, and then some therapy that we do through the body and pouring of hot herbal oils over your body and your scalp and creating signature scents, and then looking into a mirror and clearing past life issues with particular people that are still disturbing your energy field today. So there's so much, and you know, it's this is something I practice in Toronto, but I offer long distance readings over the phone that people can call me and we can arrange a time.
Oh, that's, you know, she just answers it all, doesn't she? I'm sitting here going, wow, I'm just so in-depth listening. That was interesting because rice casting is not something people are very familiar with. And you said they're very rare. So that would be why, you know, you don't hear about it often.
Very rare.
Mm-hmm. But you're doing that in combination with a few different types of readings from what I heard. And just to ask you a little bit more about the, you said you come up with a ritual. Is that kind of like a, like an affirmation or something that they can focus with? What could you explain the rituals a little bit more, what you meant by that?
Yes, absolutely. So for example, if you're looking for love and you're trying to find love, we always need to address how your vibrational body is canceling that out. So we do a behavioral and applied kinesiology, a muscle testing in your body, and looking at which organs are vibrationally sending a message to block out the alignment of your thoughts to help you manifest that purpose. And then we do looking at your diet, looking at the rituals that you're doing, your exercise program, your herb intake, and then we create an oleation program where you are prescribed specific Ayurvedic herbal oils and essences to massage on your body, your scalp, your hair, to start to move the vibration of those organs into a different place. And then we also do things like the ritual of looking in the mirror and clearing the past life issue with a particular person. Now, I can do that long distance as well with people over the phone. You know, you sit there on the phone with a mirror, and I guide you through that ritual. And that ritual helps to release all the pain and the stress and the emotional blocks that may be there and the repetitive themes. And then I will prescribe a ritual either at a river or a lake or the ocean, where you go and you clean your aura and you wear specific gemstones, you wear a specific scent, particularly aroma therapy that I create. It's with a TARS and floral waters, organic from around the world, that are meant to help shift your consciousness through scent. And so you apply these on your body and work with affirmations, work with invocations, sometimes mantras, which are, manas means mind, and tra means actions. Mantras are actions for the mind that help to shift you out of negative thinking or sadness or anger or things like that. So every ritual is customized and prescribed according to your own unique constitution and body-mind type. And so it can be a variety of things where I'm prescribing crystals and color therapy and essential oils and rituals at the lake or rituals at the ocean, depending on what we're trying to invoke. And sometimes working specifically with deities and gods and goddesses in the different traditions, whether you're Christian or Jewish or Hindu, Muslim, it doesn't matter. We find the right image of divinity that can help you through your struggle.
It sounds incredible. She is a wealth, a plethora of information. There's so much that we could talk about all day long. Andrea, I want to say thank you for being guests on the show, because this was very interesting and I enjoyed sharing this with the listeners today. For those that are new to my show and you want to learn a little bit more about what I do, you can go over to my website at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. We do the private readings by phone. You can book over there. You can see what the workshops are. You can see all kinds of different things over there. We have free gifts when you sign up for the newsletter. And again, if you would like to learn a little bit more about my guest today, go over and check out the site, AyurvedicTouch.com. Is that right? Did I do that right? Okay, AyurvedicTouch.com. This has been a fascinating show about Ayurveda. And, I mean, the karma, the whole thing, is just one of those deep topics that I could just stay in all day long. Thank you very much for being with us today. And for those that are listening, we want your questions. Send them in. Find me on the social networks or go over to the website and send a question in. We're going to be doing Mailbag of the Week. Each week I'll take a question to answer it. I want to say thank you to all the listeners, and I wish you namaste always. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We will see you next week here on Transformation Talk Radio. Bye now.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show,
visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. transformationtalkradio.com.